Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. Meow! You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Cigarettes are not a 40-year-old asshole Adam housewife. Eyes with a terminal solution. Your face is like a preview of September's television, and you're somebody's mama. Oh. Even if you're just a lady, you said bum, and you're married somebody's dad. Yeah. If I'd have been your children, I sure would have been mad. Boy, and now you said you're asking me to run off with a secretary while you stay home and kill your ass with sedatives. Another person, you're somebody's mama. Oh. You spent fun and you married somebody's dad. Hey! You bought them in your chair and I show what I've been proud
You are. I am somebody's mom, shockingly. Of course I am. I say shockingly because, I don't know, I feel like a kid still. All right. That right there was The Pointed Sticks with Somebody's Mom from the album Perfect Youth. Now let's take a look at this. I just got this recently at Neptune Records, and it was re-released back in 05. So April of 05. It originally hit the stores back in 1980. Yeah, The Pointed Sticks. That's Vancouver's, the Vancouver band. Now, I'm just here, taking my hat off. My name is Anita B, and this is my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I've just had a really weird day today. I had like a nightmare last night that just really kind of shook me. And I'm not going to go into details because it was really depressing, and I'm just in a really bummed out kind of like dark mood, and I really need to get over it. And I'm happy though that I'm here. And as I got to the station here, CITR, I realized this is my happy place. I really do appreciate everything about the station, and I really am fortunate to have a show. And this is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And so I have to be appreciative for what I have. And music, I'm telling you, if you're in a bad mood or you're just in a really off mood, which I am, usually it will always make you feel better. So if you think you need a pick-me-up, that's what you need to do. So my show is all about Canadian music. That's what I do. And yes, so we are here for an hour and a half. And I'm going to play us something from the Spitfires. Hello, Gary. Gary Gack is here. I just took my hat off and I look probably special educational. So my hair looks awful. Gary is here. Come on. Welcome on air. So you're mic three. Say hello.
Greetings.
You're here for the meeting because we have our CITR meeting, right?
You should see Anita right now. She is so professional.
Now, how do I look professional?
You are wearing a collared shirt with buttons.
I am. I'm wearing it. Look at that. I'm wearing a collared shirt.
Gingham.
It is gingham. And I've got my tights on and I have a little skirt. And like my shoes, are polka dotty.
Oh my, look at that.
And you look equally professional.
I do what I can.
Yes.
I try to be dapper as well too.
So how are you, Mr. Gack?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
How are you?
Oh, I was just explaining to the on-air one person who's listening that I just have had a bad day. I had a nightmare last night.
Ooh.
And it really shook me. It's just, I'm just in a really dark kind of, and I'm like, why am I in such a bad mood? And I'm trying to figure it out, and I really can't. Except
I have the appropriate remedy for you.
You have, yeah, really?
I have something. So close your eyes.
Okay, I'm closing.
What is one of the most favorite places on earth that you like to go to or can no longer go to? So just think about your youth.
To my youth, Tiger Stadium.
Good call.
You bought me that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my God, this is awesome.
So is currently being presented to Miss Anita, host of Sam Squatch's Hideaway?
I'm going to take a picture.
Is a t-shirt showing the seating diagram of Old Tiger Stadium. I was in Detroit a couple weeks ago.
I knew you were in Detroit. Wow. And I actually totally guessed that. That was, folks, I guess. That was like my favorite place. And
I was
going to say Comerica Park, but then I thought, no, because you said my youth.
That's right.
And I spent a lot of time as a child at Tiger Stadium. And you could see, oh my God, there's Trumbull Avenue, Michigan Avenue. Michigan Avenue goes all the way into Dearborn. I know this area quite well. And Tiger Stadium is no longer there, which is a shame.
I know. It's a park, sad. I believe, at this point. Right
now. But it took them a really long time to tear it down.
No, there was a concerted effort to try to preserve that for quite some time.
I know. Yeah, I signed the petition way back when to keep it. Oh, you are the sweetest? Should I pay you for this?
No, you shouldn't.
This is sweet.
It is a gift.
Sweet. Oh my God, this is my new favorite shirt. Thank you, Gary.
Well, it's no problem. Hopefully it fits you.
Mwah. Oh, it looks perfect.
That's no problem at all. So yeah, I was in Detroit. I was around the Cass Corridor.
This is hot. I'm so excited.
Just think about yourself wearing it now.
I will. This is amazing. Coral. Look, my daughter here is here, Coral. Look at what Gary caught me. Is that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. I don't even know what Tiger Stadium is. So you went to Detroit. Tell us a little bit about your trip then.
It was only just a couple hours there around West Canfield by 2nd Avenue.
Okay.
There's a microbrewery there, Motor City.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But the thing that's known for right now, it's picked up a little bit of a international reputation, is that it is the home of Shinola.
I know that company.
That's right. So they make watches.
Yeah.
They make bicycles.
Yeah.
And they make leather gear.
Oh, my God.
So, for instance, I'll show you the iPhone case my girlfriend got me.
Uh-huh. The lovely Sarah.
Sarah Costa.
Can I see? Sarah Costa's the best. Look at this. Oh, this is sweet. Oh, I like that.
So they make all matters of belts and satchels and wallets and other sort of trinkets that way.
And where exactly did you say this place is in Detroit? Because I haven't...
West Canfield.
Is that...
Cass Corridor.
Oh, the Cass Corridor. Okay, that used to be a really, really, really rough neighborhood of Detroit.
Yeah. No, it's changed already. Yeah. That little stretch right now, there's a lot of renovation going on.
Oh, my God.
And, it's...
Or as somebody in Detroit would say, oh, my God. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The Cass Corridor. Oh,
that's
my God.
Right. And they're thinking about the Joe Louis Arena will be a couple blocks south from around there as well, too. So,
did you say a new Joe Louis Arena?
That's right. The Red Wings have done
what?
A little... Yeah.
Joe Louis? Can I tell you how old I am? I remember, I swear to God, when Joe Louis was new.
You remember when it opened? Okay.
Yeah. Like, I was really young, I think. But it was it's right on the water.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and then the highway, I-10, the lodge goes right underneath
just
it.
Just near the tunnel as
too.
So.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, but yeah, they're thinking, I'm not sure how far along the proposal scheme it's gone.
Wow.
But what they're looking at doing is they're going to put like the entire like mall and some condos and stuff like that as well, too.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, guys. Hi. We got Dexter in the studio with
us. Hey, the kids are here.
Dexter is, how old are you, Dexter, here? Do you want to say hello in the mic there? Say hi.
Hey, Dexter.
Tell us how old you are.
6¾.
He's 6¾. He's good with the math, isn't he? Good boy.
Fractions.
Yeah, 6¾. And they're here because they have to be. Because I'm babysitting. I'm doing double duty. Not babysitting. They're my own kids. That's not babysitting.
It's being a good parent.
I want to put the shirt on right now. This is really awesome.
It matches your shirt.
It does, actually.
It is baby blue.
This is the sweetest thing ever. Sarah's a lucky girl. And can we, Gak, tell us when your show is? Let's promote you. Gak, you do a show. Coral, hold on one second, please. You can talk in a minute, but we have a guest on.
My show is Exploding Head Movies, celebrating 7 years this date, because I started January 14th, 2008.
Wow.
And Exploding Head Movies was Monday, 7 to 9 p.m.
7 to 9 p.m., okay.
That's right. So, of all things right now, the Oscar nominations will be announced tomorrow.
Oh.
So, for the next month or so, I'll highlight the nominated scores and songs.
Awesome. Well, Gary, it's been a slice to have you.
Yes, now, I hate to take over your show this way.
I was just going to say, no, you can. But the thing is, you have a meeting, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah, so. And then these kids are chomping at the bit to say something.
Oh,
so
they're excited to be going
there.
They
will. They will. And kisses and hugs. Yay, Gary. Yay,
Anita.
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture. Sweetness.
Post it all.
I will. I totally will. And good. Thank you, darling.
Anytime.
All right, Mr. Gack.
Baseball
season. I can't wait. We're going to be...
spring training is only about 6 weeks away.
I know. And we'll be hitting, soon, before we know it, Nat Bailey.
Canadians games.
Yes, for sure. Definitely.
It's a short season, but it's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. It's
the sports!
I know. Yay! Awesome! And you should play for the CITR team.
I have to arrange some time off to do that, but okay. Yeah, I'm overdue. I have a new glove. Got to break it in.
Oh, did you? Really?
Got to get some new cleats. So.
Awesome.
I got some work ahead of me.
And I'm thinking of taking over the position, not taking over the position, but starting a spring tournament.
Oh.
Not starting one. Yeah. So starting a annual CITR spring tournament that I would do. And then... What does FOM mean?
I said MOM. I want to talk.
Okay. Well, you'll just have to wait. And then Duncan can still do the fall one, like the September one.
All right. So you are the Grapefruit League.
I think. Yeah, that's me, the Grapefruit League I'm the coordinator.
Nice.
For sure. Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on.
Awesome. This is wonderful. Thanks, Gary.
Enjoy.
All right. And
have a good show.
All right. For sure. We'll continue with our Canadian music. I've got the Spitfires up next. It's been a while. The Spitfires. What would you like to say? Thanks. Thanks, man. Coral, what would you like to say? That's so important.
I just am willing to have the privilege to speak in front of all of you people who are listening to CITR. My mom is a really great mom, and you should really listen to her. She's the best in CITR.
Who's your favorite band, Coral? Let's put it this way. Who's the favorite band that I play all the time in the car? Who do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to me think.
So you like to... Okay, that's not a good answer.
My favorite band is the Beach Boys.
Oh, she does like the Beach Boys. That is correct. You listen to them pretty hardcore, don't you?
Every single night.
She falls asleep to the Beach Boys. Yes, she does. And who's the lead singer of the Beach Boys?
Brian Wilson.
That is correct. This girl is schooled well. All right, let's listen to some Spitfires, though. Let's move to the Canadian music, which is what I do here on my show here. Sam's going to
play.
And let's do that. This song is called Piece of You. And it comes off a compilation I have called Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1, which was released back in 99 on Grenadine Records.
Hello.
And I just recently saw the Spitfires... when did I see them? December 27th. So not long ago at all. And Chad, who's the bass player, is in town from Berlin because that's where he lives now. So whenever he comes to town, like maybe once a year, they'll have like a little reunion show. And it was really good. And I enjoyed myself. Can you stop that, please? Thank you. And now here we go. I'm going to stop talking and play some rock. This should be here. No, hold on. Try doing a show with your kids around, folks. It's not easy. This is The Spitfires on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That is so not The Spitfires. Oh, God. Let me try this again. What's wrong with me? Okay, I'm being distracted. That's what's wrong. Here's The Spitfires.
Baby, I want
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm just trying to breathe here. I have two kids with me, my own children. And I'm just kind of running a little bit ragged, but that's okay. I'm Anita B. This is my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where we listen to Canadian music. Now, that last band we just heard is a friend of mine's band. That would be Station A. That was way back when, though. So Station A would be Sean Maxey. And that would, I'm just trying to think. This is pre-Doers era. So this record was released back in 2001. And Sean has been in a plethora of bands. So I don't even know where to start mentioning which bands he's in. Super cool guy. And I believe Barry was in this band. I think. Yeah, we have Barry. I'm sure Barry was in this band. Let's see what we got here. Yes, of course. Station A was comprised of Barry Higginson, Chris Sharp, and Sean Maxey. Oh, sorry, and Jeff Sebastian. There you go. So, yeah, awesome song. The song was called Call It Progress. Before that, we heard something from one of my favorite local bands, the Beelines. You have to see them live. That's where it all makes sense. That's where everything, the magic comes together. We heard Nervous Laughter from their latest record, Opening Band. Now, those guys, I'm trying to find the record here, the Beelines, that would be the Dick Brothers. They, at least Ryan, I believe, runs Hockey Dad Records. And we're going to hear something else coming up from those guys, the brothers Dick. And that would be Fun 100. I'm super loving Fun 100 again. I've sort of rekindled my desire to constantly listen to Fun 100. That was a band way back. Well, not way back. They actually played in Shindig, sort of in the middle of the O's, 2005. I thought it was 2006, but I don't know. Anyways, and so let's talk about what we heard before the Beelines, and that would have been Gaze. I love Gaze. Gaze was comprised of three girls, Rose Melberg on drums. You had, what is her name on the bass? Megan. And the lead singer is Miko Hoffman. And Miko and I have sort of a connection here on this show because Miko, her and I used to split this slot, this time slot. So, but she is no longer here at CITR. She's a doll and she's got a kid now. Last I heard, I think she still has one. But there you go. Miko and her beautiful voice. Oh, and then the Spitfires was in there before that. Okay, so the time is 6:56 and I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. And we will continue with our Canadian musical journey. Let's continue on with what I was talking about, which is Fun 100. I think it was like back in 2006. I used to play these guys a lot. I love them. And we're going to hear the song. Oh, what are we going to hear? Lost in New York. That's what we're going to hear. There we go. Keep listening to the station, which is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Oh, and if you want to call, hey, give it a whirl. It's 604-822-2487. And if you want to request something that is Canadian and relatively cool, I might play it. We'll see. I'm very picky. Here we go. This is Fun 100. We'll be right back. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I love those guys. They are skinny kids. They're local. And I found that song that we just heard, Stranger on the Highway, on Bandcamp. So go to the skinnykidsband.bandcamp.com and you'll find that song. I guess it comes from their record called Strangers. Awesome. So good. Okay, what did we hear before that? We heard Rec Center. That's another local band. So I've been playing a lot of local music lately because Vancouver has a lot of good bands. Monster of the Week. That is the name of that record that is new from Rec Center. We heard the song Celebrity Deaths. And then before that, we heard something from Tough Age with the song Coffin Foam from their self-titled debut record. Now, Tough Age has a second one coming out soon on Mint Records. I was just talking to Randy Iwata last night, actually at the Shindig competition, Battle of the Bands deal at the Hindenburg. And yeah, and it was nice to catch up with Randy. Randy is one of the nicest guys. And by the way, Shindig is in the semifinals portion of the program. So last night, the winner was Still Creek something. Still, I was a judge. Still Creek Laughter, Still Creek Murder, Still Creek Murder. That's what it was. So they won. And then go to Shindig on Tuesday, next Tuesday, and then the Tuesday after. I believe there's a couple more until we hit the finals. At least. And it's at the Hindenburg, which is on Cordova Street. Cordova? Did I say Cordova? Cordova. In Gastown. And it's like the best venue. I love it. So there you go. So that is that. Now let's move on and listen to some more Canadian music. Let's see. What do I have next? I have some Lady Hawk. Yes, I do. Lady Hawk just played last month and I saw them. And they are awesome. And we're going to hear their latest record, which was released a couple years ago, called No Can Do, is amazing. That was like sort of the icing on the cake. But let's go back a bit. Let's hear the song Dugout. This song is really good. This is from their... This is from their debut release back in... I want to say like 06-ish? Something like... Yeah, I think it was 06. Lady Hawk is a band that that came together in Vancouver and has its members, though, out of Kelowna. And yeah, these guys are amazing. So let's hear it. I'm in a baseball-y mood. If you were listening earlier, you would have discovered that Gak, who's another CITR DJ, bought me a t-shirt from Detroit. Because I'm from Windsor. You have to know that. I'm from Windsor and I'm a big baseball fan, big fan of the Tigers. And he bought me a t-shirt of... the old Tiger Stadium, like of the seating and the streets. And it's like a plan of the stadium, which is amazingly killer. So I'm in a baseball mood and we only have, where are we at? January 14th. Well, 2.5 months, barely, until the season starts. I'm kind of getting a little bit excited. Okay. So in honor of that, let's listen to The Dugout here on CITR. Did I tell you my name too, by the way? I'm Anita B. And this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. But the station is CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Tell me the truth. Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I just got myself into a Smugglers mood. I think it's time for us to listen to some Smugglers. And I'm totally in love with the song Rosie. Such a good song. Yes, Rosie, of course, being Rose Melberg, who sings on this song with the Smugglers. But before I do go there, let's hear what I played. We heard the song From the Besnard Lakes. Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent, Part 2. I love that song. They're out of Montreal. And then before that, we heard something from the band called Lord High Fixers. And Lord High Fixers are a garage punk band out of Austin, Texas, from like the mid-90s. Now, here's the thing. We heard them covering a song, and it was the Subhumans, like the Vancouver version, the Vancouver band, the Subhumans song, Fuck You. And you can find that song on a compilation. My daughter just looked at me like, what? That's the name of the song, Coral. You just have to say it. On a compilation called O Canada, an amazing collection of Canadian punk rock covers. I threw in amazing. It's just a collection of Canadian punk rock covers put out by Lance Rock Records back in 95. And of note, that label, Lance Rock, was my old band's label. So Jack Thielman runs Lance Rock out of Nanaimo, the coolest guy ever. I don't know if he's put anything out lately. Not that I know of. It's been a while. But there you go. It's such a good compilation. If you can get it, do. Because, I mean, speaking of the Smugglers, we've got... They cover the song What Do You Want Me to Do from the Pointed Sticks. Okay, before that, we heard Lady Hawk with the song The Dugout from their self-titled record, released back in 06 on Jag Jaguar Records out of, like, I think Indiana. And the time is 7:28. Let's find out, before I play the Smugglers, what's going on in the world of weather. So weather Vancouver, well, it's currently 7 degrees. I'm sorry, I'm on air. You're just going to have to wait. So it's 7 degrees. Today's Wednesday, so tomorrow's Thursday. The high is 7. And it looks like it's going to be raining. The overnight low tonight is 3. And then when we head into the weekend, so Friday, it looks like a combination of sun and clouds. High of 8. And then the weekend, it looks like rain and a high of 7 to 9. So that's not great. But let's move on over to the Smugglers because the song is amazing. This is the song Rosie. And this is from the record of the same name, released on Mint Records back just around the year 2000. And here you go. This is, of course, Grant Lawrence of CBC fame.
Okay, Rosie.
There you go.
Here's what we're going to do.
The station is CITR.
Going out bowling. You can have a
101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, boys.
Okay, Dad.
It's all right. Have a good time. Come on, Muffin. Let's go. Rock on, girls.
Good night, Mr. Mulligan.
Pleasures, but it feels so good.
It's like the calm waves turn my brain.
Alrighty, folks, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We just heard the song We Are All Alone With You from the record Busy Singles from the local band Transmitters. Now, they are playing a show actually this Saturday night with, who are they playing with? I know this, Vicious Cycles. So the Vicious Cycles Motorcycle Club, which is like a sort of punk rock motorcycle band versus sort of the Transmitters, who are a scooter band. So that's, I like really want to go see this show. It's at the Cobalt. It's Saturday. I've been going out a lot though. Like I've been going out so much that can I make it out again? I don't know. I went out like last night to Shindig. I went out on Sunday night to Chain in the Gang. I've been going out a lot. So we'll see. But if I went out on Saturday, I would go to that show. The only very second... I might go, however, to see Needs. Now, Needs is also playing Saturday night with What's Wrong Tohei. Where are they playing? I don't know, but I really want to check out Needs. So that's kind of, it's kind of tight. So we'll see. Anyways, before that, we heard the band Energy Slime. Now, Energy Slime is Jay Arner and another gal. Not another gal. Jay Arner and a gal. I don't know. I forget her name. I've seen them on Facebook. Energy Slime. We heard the song New Dimensional. I'm looking at the record right here. From the record of the same name. So, wait. No. I lied. The record is called New Dimensional. I think we heard the song Graham fucks the Queen. I think that's what we heard. I'll have to put that in. Then before that, we heard the band Bum from their early 1990s record, Wanna Smash Sensation. We heard Your Disciple. I love that song. That's my very most favorite Bum song. They're out of Victoria, and they've, as of late, sort of reformed. They've played a couple of times, and they do not disappoint. Love them. All right. My name is Anita B. It is 7:42. And oh, look what I've got coming up next. Oh, we're going to hear something from the Bad Amps. This is a band who were around about a decade ago. What year are we in now? Are we actually in 2015? Is that really the case? Because that just depresses me way too much. So about a decade ago, or a little longer, we had the Bad Amps. Now, the Bad Amps consisted of Shane. So Shane Sharp and his brother. I think his brother's, I'm trying to remember. I think his brother's name is Kyle Sharp. And then two other guys. I don't know who the other two are. I'll be honest. I know Shane. Shane's a good friend. And I'm looking at them on CBC Music. You can find their music there. And I'm going to play us something called Lost Cause. So here we are. Now, let's see. Shane Sharp has been busy in a bunch of different bands. The Bad Amps, he was in the Radii. He's currently in a band called High Waisted with my lovely friend Deborah Cohen. So he's busy. He was in a Dead Boys cover band way back when. So he's a really good guitar player. And they will be playing, I'm sure, soon, High Waisted. But anyways, let's listen to these guys now. We're going to hear the song Lost Cause. The station, of course, is CITR. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where we listen to Canadian music. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back. All right, folks, that right there was a request. That was for Los Furios. We heard the song Together as One. That goes out to Oswaldo. Now, Oswaldo does a show here at CITR as well. He's a really cool guy, and he likes a lot of ska, and there you go. Now, Los Furios, that song Together as One comes off of their self-titled record from 2003. There you go, Oswaldo. Now, before that, we heard something from the band, from local band from over a decade ago, punk rock, sort of pop punk rock band, the Bad Amps. We heard the song Lost Cause, and I really like that song. I'm going to have to play more Bad Amps. I'll be honest, back then, I don't know what I was doing, but I didn't listen to any Bad Amps. I'll be honest. I was actually in a band in that era. And it's funny because I'm now friends with Shane Sharp, who apparently our bands practiced in the same space. I think he said First Street. Yeah, so this conversation has occurred. Do you guys remember First Music? It was like First Street and then First Music. My band had a lockout room there. And funny, I probably crossed paths with him back then. Anyways, okay, that was the Bad Amps. Before that, we heard the Transmitters. Yes, I think I told you that. We have 7 or 8 more minutes until Val comes on, Val Cormier. Her show is called Folk Oasis. And this is exciting. I'm actually getting a whole bunch of requests, folks. So I feel like I'm not alone, which is kind of cool. Yay. People are talking to me. Lots of Facebook stuff going on. So what was I going to tell you? What was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah. So we have a request. Alan Forrester. The lovely Alan would like to hear something from Slow. So we are going to be listening to Slow next. We're going to hear the song Have Not Been the Same. Now, Slow were a band from like the 80s, local band, who I just remember hearing stories about them playing Expo 86. I just keep hearing stories about Slow and Expo 86. Apparently, it got a little bit out of control. And if you know Ham, so Stephen Ham, Big Ham, you would know that he was the bass player, I believe, from Slow. And we're going to hear the song Have Not Been the Same. Yes, we are. And so there you go. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B. The time is 7:54. And here you go. Alan, we've got some Slow for you.
Let's see if I can
All right, folks, that is that. Val is coming on in a couple of minutes, but I again want to thank you all for contributing to the joy that is my show here called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is Anita B saying thank you, Billy Benito. Billy Benito has requested a bunch of stuff. Unfortunately, Mr. Benito, I didn't get to playing any Len for you. Okay, no Mitsu, sorry. Also, my favorite was his Tommy Hunter request. Did not play Tommy Hunter. I'm sorry, Billy. Who else? Thank you, Oswaldo, for caring enough to request. What did we have? Los Furios, Alan Forster. Oh, we had Shane Sharp. Look at that. I cannot believe there was more than one listener tonight, I believe, Val. This is a success. Wow. I feel so special. I know. Thank you. Thank you very much as I take a bow. All right. It's been a slice, all my CITR buddies. I will be back in 2 more weeks, 6:30 until 8, with my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where we listen to Canadian music. That is what goes on here. So, listen up, please. I appreciate all the input and all the attention. All right, folks, Val is coming on. And so until then, let's hear something from another band that will. How about some Mode Modern? That sounds fun. That'll bring us into Val's show, and then we'll have Val. Val, of course, is here from 8 until 10 with her show, which is Folk Oasis. And then after that, we have the Sex Show.